In the Garden occupies a curious half-lit corner of late 60s rock lore, an album attributed to the Minneapolis bass band Gypsy that has never been formally released and may never have existed in finished form. Like many lost records from the era, it survives more as an idea than an object, pieced together from studio anecdotes, aborted plans, and the lingering sense that a band on the cusp of something bigger took a turn that history never got to hear. This is Land of the Lost, In the Garden. Gypsy emerged at the tail end of the decade with a self-titled double album in 1970 that blended progressive ambition with hard rock muscle, setting them apart from many of their Midwestern peers. They were musicians with classical chops and psychedelic instincts, equally comfortable with extended compositions and concise hooks. In the wake of that debut, the band reportedly returned to writing and recording with the intention of crafting a more unified, perhaps more pastoral follow-up. This is where In the Garden enters the story. Frequently described as a working title for a second album that leaned into reflective themes and more organic textures. According to band members in later interviews, sessions took place sporadically, with songs written and partially recorded, but never fully assembled into a final running order. Creative differences, shifting expectations from their label, and the broader industry turbulence of the early 70s all conspired against the project. Some material was deemed too experimental, other tracks too subdued, at a time when heavier sounds were gaining commercial traction. Rather than being released as a cohesive statement, pieces of the In the Garden material were either shelved, reworked, or quietly abandoned. What makes the album particularly elusive is the absence of any confirmed track list or surviving test pressings. Unlike other lost albums that resurface through acetates or radio tapes, In the Garden has never been definitively documented. Fans have speculated that fragments of its songs later appeared on Gypsy's subsequent releases, altered enough to obscure their original context. Others believe the album was never close enough to completion to leave a tangible trail, existing only in studio reels that may have been erased or lost. Over time, In the Garden has taken on a mythic quality, emblematic of a moment when Gypsy stood between underground credibility and wider recognition. Its very absence has encouraged listeners to imagine what the band might have achieved had circumstances aligned differently. In that sense, the album's legacy is not found in grooves or digital files, but in the space it occupies within rock history. A reminder of how many creative paths in the era led not to release dates, but to silence.